Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Join me now on Zoom from the Real Housewives of New Jersey, Melissa and Joe Gorga. Good to see you guys. How are you?
What's going on? Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you? How have you guys been holding up during this whole quarantine? How is it in Jersey right now? Is that where you're spending your, that's where you're at, right?
Yeah, we're in Jersey. I mean, luckily we kind of do the, like we have our house up north, but we have a beach house. So
nice.
We've been pretty much at the house down the shore for the whole time, just because it's a better view and gives us a little more space. And
exactly,
it's busy because I was losing my mind trying to be
excuse me
a teacher. I was losing my mind.
Is that the worst or what? I can't put.
I graduated in elementary education before I was going to be on TV. I am a teacher, and I was like, whoa. I can't believe
she was losing her mind.
I can't believe people actually choose to homeschool their kids, like by choice.
Right. I don't know how they do that.
Excuse me.
Never in a million years. If they don't go back in September, yeah. I don't even know what I'm going to do for my own sanity.
Mine are going back in September, whether the schools are open or not. I'm just I'm just dropping them off.
We're just going to make a school that goes.
Exactly.
Insanity. I can't do it again.
How old are the kids now?
So my littlest is 10, and then Gino's 12, and Antonia's 14.
Oh. 14, you want to shoot yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
My daughter gives me faces and looks at me like I have 10 heads every time I speak. I've never seen it.
My 9-year-old does that. I can't wait till she's 14 and I get to deal with that.
No idea. It doesn't get better, I hear, until they're like 19, and then they like you again.
Oh, no.
I watched the Exorcist movie back then, the old one. Where That's a 14-year-old.
Oh, thanks a lot. I got that to look forward to now. All right, great. Oh, good luck. are you guys staying in Jersey? Because I read that your house is in the market.
It is. We're going to stay in Jersey, yes. Our kids are going to a high school, like my boys. I'm having them go to a private high school that's on a different side of town of Jersey.
Okay.
In a different county, to be honest. So that's why we're just being proactive, because my middle one's in middle school already. So just figured put it on the market, see what happens.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to move right now out of New York City and come to the suburbs.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. The market in New Jersey is like...
Is that making the prices go higher?
It is. Well, it's just, everything's like only on the market very short now, because people are used to living, in New York City in a small space and paying exactly what you would pay for our house and our backyard. And So a lot of New Yorkers, since COVID and the pandemic, they got scared and they want to come to the suburbs.
That makes a lot of sense right there. How far are you guys from the city?
We are 30 minutes tops.
Oh, wow. That we had super close.
Best of both worlds.
Why would anyone want to live in the city when you can be 30 minutes away and have a house and a yard? That doesn't make sense.
It makes zero sense. And I think now, like, a lot of New Yorkers believe, like, oh, we're New Yorkers. We're New York. But then they've been coming over and they're like, wait a second, you guys are actually winning.
Heck yeah. That's the move right there. That's the move.
Yeah.
Well, clearly you guys look like you've been staying in great shape during this pandemic. How you got a gym at the home, or are you just taking long walks?
We have a gym at home up north, and at our beach house we don't, but we motivate ourselves. We get on the deck, dumbbells,
there you go.
Running, push-ups.
You know, yeah, we're on the deck with the dumbbells. We ride bikes around here.
Yeah, do what you got to do.
No excuses, man.
That's right. That's good for you. Good for you. My wife and I motivate each other. We try to, at least. She likes to motivate me. She don't like when I motivate her. She's like, enough.
When he keeps telling me, I'm like, shh, go to work.
Right.
Like,
okay. Same. I get the same response right there. So let's talk Housewives. Are you hearing anything about when production can possibly return? I got to imagine on the East Coast, it's probably going to be a bit, right?
Yeah. So actually, we started filming right at the beginning of the pandemic, and we only got into it like for a week or so, and they had to shut us down.
Right.
When was that? In March, they shut us down, and we're about to go back up again into full production. So thank God.
Nice. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we're not going to be traveling out of the country or out of the state. Anywhere we go, we're not getting on an airplane.
Right.
We're not going to do any of that. But we'll be filming actually a lot here at my shore house on the Jersey Shore.
Nice.
And, we're going to, you know, we'll do local vacations and hopefully the restaurants get back open again where we can like have dinner inside or something, you know?
Exactly. No, my God.
It'll be all new housewives, pandemic housewives.
Yeah. The pandemic housewives. Yeah. That's funny. Yes. That's funny. Oh, that's interesting to see if they're going to make you wear the masks when you're in groups and stuff. Can you imagine? Cool.
I can't, no, because I can't breathe with that thing on my face.
I'm but with you.
I think they'll have us in small groups. Like, I had to go this morning. I got the COVID test this morning because production wants us to have it once a week. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get with the nose, up the nose?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I heard there's a swab. And I'm looking at the lady. I'm like, can you pull it out of the back? I know you got one. She's like, they're all gone. She's like, we had a shorter one. I was like, go get that one.
Yeah.
She put it up.
I've had five of them, and then I just got word that I'm gonna have to start having them three times a week. Can you believe that? Which makes zero sense. Don't get me started with all that nonsense.
I'm annoyed. I gotta do it once a week.
God. Yeah, no, it's not fun. But let's talk about something that is fun. You got this new app, Celebrity Slots. How'd you guys get into the app game and what's it about?
It's so much fun. It's such a cute game. It has our voices on it. We did a big photo shoot for it. We helped create it. It's such a fun game. It's free to download. And it's slots. And you can, what's fun about it is that you can win. So you win celebrity experiences. You can win memorabilia for us. You can win on a smaller scale, like signed books from us and Skype interviews with us. And then the big grand prize is you would actually come to Jersey and have dinner with us.
Oh, very cool.
It's just a super fun. My mother's addicted. She plays all day long. So it's just a super fun, like, slots game to play too. It's called Power Couple.
Power Couple. I love it. All right. So if I win this thing, where are we going to dinner? Where are you guys taking me?
Probably Rails.
New York, New Jersey.
No. We're going to Rails.
Let's go to Rails. I love me some Rails. Nice Italian food.
It's like across the street from my house, favorite restaurant.
Is it across the, you live across the street from Rails?
I live like a mile down the street.
Wow. Hey, super close. Oh my gosh. I'd be a little thicker if that were the case for me. Oh, well, that sounds like a lot of fun, you guys. Listen, before I go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready?
Go.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Younger.
No, wait. What was mine? Ozark.
Ozark, huh? That's great. What was the one you said, Melissa? Younger?
Younger on Hulu. Oh, amazing. Darren Star.
It's a woman there. Right, I'm with Joe with Ozark there. But all right. Favorite Jersey diner?
TikTok.
TikTok.
Okay.
TikTok diner, Clifton, New Jersey.
Nicknames growing up?
Missy.
Mine was Tarzan.
Joe, who called you Tarzan, Joe? Did your boys call you Tarzan? Come on.
Well, your mother? Like,
all the women.
All the women.
No, Tarzan was big back then, you know? He hung from the
tree. Yeah, I got it. I get it. I love it. What's something you learned in 2020?
Oh, my God. Like, to expect the unexpected. I had no idea that I would ever become a teacher and not be allowed out of my house or go to dinner, or that I would Zoom with my friends on a Friday night with a glass of wine and thought that was like the best night ever.
Right? I learned that live life, enjoy it, and I appreciate the little things now. That's
exactly
what I'm really doing. Family's the most important thing, and we spent so much time together, and it's awesome, and got us through it.
Yeah, man, that's the right attitude to have right there. Well, congratulations on everything, you guys, and hopefully we'll see you in person soon, and we can travel, and we can hit up Rayo's.
We got to hit rails up. We got to see it.
I'll take you out to dinner. You and your wife, come down anytime.
Hey, I appreciate that. All right, I'm going to take you up on that, you guys. Thank you for your time. Get Celebrity Slots wherever you download apps. Melissa, Joe, thanks for checking in.
Anytime.
Got it. Nice to see you, brother.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye, guys.
On with Mario Lopez.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.